Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hello, it's Mark Sorrell with the Plan Vision Podcast. I want to discuss the point of asset allocation and talk about this as it relates to reviewing everything that you have, or maybe everything that you think of when you consider your retirement assets or your retirement income or your future income or assets. The reason I wanted to provide a review of this is because clients hire us to help them with their asset allocation to arrive at some combination of assets that makes sense for their situation. All right, we're up for it. We can do this. Give us some money. We'll take a shot at it. So as I see it, asset allocation is combining your investments and income streams in such a way that you can stick with a plan. To me, that is the whole point of asset allocation. And it assumes, though, that by doing this, you're going to meet your financial goals. The important point is that you stick with the plan. This is important because investment performance can and will change. Stock and bond markets will go up and down. Property markets are going to change too. And other assets as well have periods of gain and loss. I'm not suggesting you can't sell a holding or many holdings as necessary if you want it for any particular reason, but that you don't change your overall strategy, your overall asset allocation or approach due to changes in market conditions and performance. This is what I believe and hope an asset allocation will do for you, help you stick with your plan. So I get questions like, should property income or pension income or Social Security be fixed assets since they produce an income stream? Well, what's the right answer to this? Waiting on this one? Well, they produce income, which is awesome for someone living off of them. But will they prevent an investor from, for example, selling their stock market investments when the stock markets have a big sell-off? If I have a lot of income and I can live off my income, but I still sell my stock market investments when they go down, then that hasn't helped me. And if they won't, if they're not going to help the investor this way, then the investor should definitely not consider them to be a fixed asset because they didn't do their job. They didn't do what the investor wanted them to do when the investor needed them the most. See how I did that? Was this a trick? No. You can label an asset whatever you want to label it. You can think of a pension and Social Security as fixed parts of your portfolio. Or you can think of dividend yielding stocks as a replacement for fixed income. Or you can add gold as a way to diversify and protect your portfolio during market sell-offs, etc., and so on. But if you abandon your plan when investing gets tough, then you did not have the correct asset allocation to begin with, regardless of how you labeled your assets.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.